Hi, and thanks so much for joining another episode of Loving This Mama Life podcast. I'm Jamie, and this podcast is all about my experience as a first-time mom. Before we start today's episode, I have a couple of disclaimers. First of all, I'm not a medical expert. I have no experience in the medical field. So anything I talk about nutritionally or medically that I have done with my child has just been what worked best for him and my family. Please speak with your doctor and pediatrician and with anything regarding your child's health. Secondly, you know your baby best. There's no judgment here. If you disagree with what I say or you think what I say is silly, you can fast forward past it or you can go on to the next episode that you find interesting. It's okay. You know your baby best. And along the same lines, I would hope that you are not judgmental of me towards what I do for my baby because I know my child best and I know my family best. So no judgment here. It's just strictly tips and tricks and what worked for me and just my experience. If you're interested in more information, please check out the show notes. I post Amazon affiliate links there to everything that I talked about. I also have a blog that you should check out, lovingthismamalife.com. And you can find me on Instagram @_lovingthismamalife. And on Facebook @LovingThisMamaLife.
Tonight for the podcast, I want to talk a little bit about a sensitive subject, and that is postpartum anxiety, which I suffer from. I read a bunch of articles and books and things while I was pregnant, and they all talked about the baby blues or postpartum depression, and so I knew that depression was a thing, and it was also something that could just hit you out of nowhere, because being that I'm a super cheery, mostly always happy-go-lucky sort of person, very energetic, I thought, well, postpartum depression isn't going to happen to me. And frankly, I didn't actually understand how people could be depressed. You have this beautiful baby and this great family. Why would you be depressed about that? But obviously, I know that it is a very real thing, and there's all kinds of aspects to it that is unknown to me and to anyone who has not experienced it. So, I don't mean to talk badly about anyone who suffered from it. It's just, in my point of view, I always thought, well, that's not going to be a problem for me. And it actually wasn't a problem for me. My son was born and I was fine in the hospital, came home, everything was fine. Probably by end of the first month, I would start to get very nervous just about certain things. I got nervous about taking him out during the day. I got nervous about, will he sleep tonight? How long is he going to sleep tonight? Is he going to scream all night? Are we going to get any sleep tonight? Is he going to eat well? Is he going to be crying in the evening? And so I just thought it was normal, just new parent nerves. And my husband was lucky enough to have like 2 months off with me. And when he went back to work, he was working a night shift. And our son happened to be a little fussy in the afternoon, and I was just holding him and walking around the dining room and bouncing him around, and I looked at my husband and said, "Don't leave me." And he said, "I gotta go to work, babe." And so he went to work, and I toughed through my first night solo with my son. It was rough. The second night I was having some more trouble, and I called my mom and she came over and helped me feed the baby and get him down for the night. And then the next night I asked my in-laws to come over and hang out with me and just be here to be support. And things just continued to get worse. We would put my son to bed usually about 7 o'clock, and I'd go right to sleep because I knew he was going to wake up. I wanted to get as much sleep as I could get because I was exhausted. So I would go to sleep right away. His naps during the day were never in his crib. They were always with me in his rocking chair in his room because that's the only way he would sleep. And so that became a big source of anxiety for me because I knew once his nap was approaching that I was going to have to sit in the room in the rocking chair with him and just be chained in the dark to get my kid to sleep. I mentioned in the previous podcast that he had acid reflux, so he would spit up a lot sometimes after drinking a bottle or during drinking a bottle, and it would always freak me out that he's getting sick or there's something wrong or he's not getting enough food, he's not going to gain enough weight, he's not having enough nutrients throughout the day. And it just got to be a point of like every little thing around that had to do with him made me anxious, made me nervous, made me worried. If I take him out to the grocery store, is he going to throw a fit? Am I going to be, you know, standing in the middle of the produce section with a screaming baby? If I take him on a walk in the stroller, we can't go too far because what if he starts screaming and then he's upset and I have to get him back home? So it became a point that I was just on edge and nervous all the time. And I thought that that was part of, you know, first time parent, being a first time mom and a first time parent, and that just goes with the territory. But it was actually my mom that said, you know, she was concerned about me, and she said, you know, it's normal to have some worry, but it worries me that you are so consumed with fear and anxiety. And she suggested that I talk to my OB about it. And so I did. And the first question my OB asks is, are you feeling like you want to hurt your baby? Which no, was not the case. And she asked me to explain, you know, what I was feeling. And we talked about it. And I said that my heart would start pounding. I would get very flushed and I would just almost panic. And she actually gave me a prescription for a medication called Buspar, which is an anti-anxiety and anti-panic medicine. And it's sort of something that I was told to take as needed. And in the beginning, I would take it twice a day, and it really helped me. Really helped me, which was helpful. It's still... And the other thing that helped me is seeing that things are okay. You know, I've taken my son out on tons of outings to the grocery store, to Target, to Costco, to Bye Bye Baby, to wherever. And he's done great every time. And he hasn't had a fit any of the times. And if he has, it's been mild. And, you know, people are understanding. We've taken him out to restaurants and he's done fine. I've taken him, nowadays, I take him on a couple long stroller rides every day, and he loves being out in the sunshine and watching all the birds and the dogs and the squirrels and just the animals, and he just loves it. And each time I do one of those things and see it's okay, it makes me less and less anxious. And a big sense of, a big source of anxiety for me was him at nighttime. I would start to like freak out when the night approached, because I was thinking to myself, is he actually going to go down easy, or is it going to be a fight for hours and then he'll only sleep for an hour and then be awake screaming again, and then we'll have to drive him around town to get him back to sleep? But as he got older and he got better at sleeping, and once I got connected with a sleep specialist and started doing my research into sleeping for him, it got better. He would, some nights would be a struggle, but most nights weren't. And he'd go down really easy and sleep for, you know, in the beginning, when we first started with him, getting him sleeping in his crib at about 3 months, he'd sleep from probably 8 till 1 and then wake up and want to be fed and then wake up again at 5 and then sleep till 8. And then eventually he pushed that back further and he dropped the 1 o'clock and was waking up at like 3 to be fed. And then he dropped that on his own too eventually, and was, now he wakes up between 5:30 and 6:30. And it's fine, and it's consistent, and every day that that is good and happens well makes things a little easier for me. Some nights we have hiccups. We went through a period of a couple months where he was randomly waking up after being put in his crib. He would wake up after about an hour or an hour and a half and be throwing up, and throw up on and off for a couple hours. And we didn't know what was causing it, and we didn't know why. I think it might have been something that he happened to get into at his previous daycare. That's all that I can figure, because it never happened when he was home with us. But I spoke with the daycare multiple times, and they said that they didn't give him anything other than what we sent with him. So I'm not sure what could have caused it, but it was clearly there was something in his little tummy that was upsetting it, because it was forceful throwing up for on and off for hours. And so that brought the anxiety all back again, because every night we'd put him to bed and I just be on pins and needles for the next hour, hour and a half, thinking, oh my gosh, is he going to wake up in pain and throwing up and upset? Because there's nothing we can do for him for that. We just comfort him and just ride it through. But again, every night that went by that didn't happen, it's a little bit better. I still find that, like, even tonight, we put him down, it's 8:45 now, and we put him down at 6:45, so he's been down for a couple hours. And then a little while ago, before I started this podcast, I heard him cough a couple times, and there was a part of me that was like, oh my gosh, is he about to get sick? But I pulled up the baby camera, took a look at him, he's sound asleep, and he's fine. So it's anxiety is a real thing, and it's also not just hard for me. It's hard for my son, because I sometimes feel that because of it, I'm not able to be the mom that I want to be for him. So I'm really trying to do my best to not let it control me, to not let it overpower me, to not let it consume me. And it also really affects my husband, because he has things that worry him and concerns of his too. And to him, it feels like he's always needing to reassure me, like, he's fine, the baby's fine, everything's fine, he's going to be fine. And it's understandably to me that it's a lot for him to deal with. So, and he's been great about it and very supportive and tries his best to, like, listen to me when, like, I'm freaking out about something. But I'm starting to learn that that's a lot to put on his shoulders. So I'm practicing kind of the fake it till you make it sort of thing. So Lucas started in a new daycare a couple of weeks ago, and I was so freaked out about it just the night before. I hope he eats fine. I hope he sleeps fine. I hope he plays fine. I hope he's not upset too much. And I decided, you know what? I'm just going to keep telling myself it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. And there were some hiccups, but you know what? Ultimately, it was fine. And we made it through, and we're a few weeks in, and he's doing great. So I just really wanted to share this because I know that a lot of people experience it, and I know that they may not know what it is, or they may think that it's normal, first time mom worries, and maybe it is, but to me, it was way too overpowering for me and just didn't feel like this is just normal worry. And I'm really glad that I was able to talk to someone about it and get some help about it and be able to find a medication that works for me. I still have a whole container of the pills, the prescription that was given to me, and I haven't needed it in quite a long time, but I did start taking it in the mornings for the first week of his new daycare just to make sure I was just a little calmer and a little, it just takes the edge off a little bit for me, so I'm not freaking out as much as I could be, and it helps me be calmer for the baby so that when I drop him off, I'm not at a heightened state and he can pick that up for me. So anyway, thank you for listening, and hopefully someone is able to get something out of my story, and have a good evening.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and you found it helpful. If you want more details, please feel free to check out the show notes. I have some Amazon affiliate links there to the products that I spoke about. Have a wonderful day.